Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
As we head to April, what's the Bills' biggest need? Is it a veteran cornerback, or is that where they look early in the draft? Plus, with the wild wide receiver offseason, does it impact Stephon Diggs and his contract? And now that the stadium deal is set, what does it mean for the franchise now and going forward? That's all coming up on this week's edition of the Buffalo Plus Podcast.
All right, welcome back to the Buffalo Plus Podcast presented by Connors and Ferris, Mike Catalan, and Dan Fates. I am Jenna Cottrell. We know so many Bills fans excited, relieved at the contract for the Bills' new stadium. We'll get to that coming up, but first we want to talk more about this upcoming Bills team and what we want to see, and some of the needs that this team has as we now approach April in the NFL draft. Mike, it seems like cornerback number two is a spot that so many fans are talking about. And we know the Bills are getting Trey White back after that ACL injury, but it seems like that's a spot that is a weakness on this roster that we know has a lot of talent.
It was a weakness to some level before. And you guys know I loved Levi, and Levi's gone. And the Bills could have signed him if they wanted to. So they obviously planned on moving on because it wasn't some huge deal he got. And I think Levi was pretty happy in Buffalo. You know, so they could have done that. They have Dane Jackson, who did not beat out Levi. Can he be really good? I guess, right? I guess. It's a need. It is a big need for this team. And Jenna, you're right. Trey White's coming back. And boy, he's a dedicated athlete, and we hope he comes back as good. Who knows? Maybe better. Some guys just, it's the way they work. But they need corners. They need corners. They have to invest. There's still veterans out there. They could make a play, bring Stephon Gilmore back, Patrick Peterson, guys like that. Or they could invest highly in the draft. I personally think it's going to be a high draft pick.
I disagree. I just don't think that, like, I'm not saying that there's not a need, because there is, but we thought there was a need last year and the Bills went defensive end. Like we all sat there and went like, really? Like, yeah, we knew pass rusher was one of those things. And I know, like I said, I did a video on here not that long, like earlier last week, just talking about how everybody freaked out because Tyreek Hill's now in the division. And oh my gosh, now you need somebody to cover Tyreek Hill. Like, if there's not somebody that you're absolutely in love with, especially in the first round, I just don't think that there's a need to reach. Mm-hmm. And I think that is partly because of Dane Jackson. And I think I've said it on here on the last pod. I think they like him more than we do, or that they may lead us on to believe. And I still think my biggest need is still a wide receiver. I don't care that it's Jamison Crowder. I don't care about how much I do believe that Gabriel Davis has stepped up. I don't think that the Gabriel Davis, Stephon Diggs 1-2 punch is as explosive as the Bills need to give Josh Allen more pieces. So I'll say that.
Wow. I actually feel like I'm in the middle of this because I see both sides of what you're saying.
Pick a side, Jenna. Have a take.
Well, here's my take is that this Bills team is at a point where there is so much talent on the roster that I actually believe that Brandon Bean can take whatever is best available. And you've heard him talk about that at the draft, how he said it before. I'm going to take what's best available. I'm not going to reach. Now, there's a lot of talent in this upcoming draft that I feel like he could go receiver with that. I also feel like with Dane Jackson as someone who did not beat out Levi Wallace. Mike and Dan, you talked about Dan specifically. Well, you know, the Bills, they had Dane Jackson last year. Yeah, they did. But now this year, they're not going to have Levi. And that changes how this looks in terms of what Trey is coming back from. I have no doubt that Trey White is working very hard in his recovery. But at the same point, you don't know physically where he is going to be at. Some guys are able to fit right in, get right back in, and it's seamless. Other guys, it does take a little bit. So I feel like with this, I would want them to sign a veteran, to have a guy that they know they could bring in and have belief in and has the ability to play. But I also expect them, maybe it's not in the first round of the draft, but early on, maybe it's that second round, they pick up a corner. They don't overreach for a guy, but they bring in someone, because I thought last year they had to really address the corner situation, and they didn't. And you know what that means? It gets to the top of the board earlier then. If it wasn't a priority last year, I think it moves up the board. So that's something that I could see going out. But it's Jenna, something that needs to be addressed.
I need to say thank you to Jenna, because, you know, when I was on vacation, I sat there sometimes and said, just, you know, Jenny, my Jenny always does this. It's like, you know, take it easy. Take it easy. And I did that when I was so ready to interrupt Dan. And then Jenna said so many things that I was going to say. And I allowed her to just be the voice of reason. And you were. To Dan's point, you know, because I say that priority is getting a corner doesn't mean you have to reach for the guy. Doesn't mean you have to say, oh, we have to take a corner. Take a corner in the second round. That's fine. Doesn't have to be the first round. You're right about wide receiver. I want to see him take a wide receiver too. Right now, they have what, 25 and is it 50, 51, whatever the pick is?
52.
52. Hey, let me tell you something. In the first 52 picks, you can get a wide receiver in a corner. I think you can get both to that point. But they do need this help. And Dan, you're right. They went out and drafted Greg Rousseau and Boogie Basham. And then they gave $1 billion to, you know, one of the great pass rushers in the history of the game. So they did that. So that's not a priority now. And no matter what he says, he ain't drafting a defensive end in the first couple of rounds this year. It's not going to happen. So
that would be electric if he takes another edge rusher. That would be something. And I think we talked about it, that the Von Miller signing helps the corners.
Yes.
Like it helps coverage. Like I think that's another way. And we have seen where it's like there are coverage sacks and then there's great coverage because they don't have to cover for 6 seconds. Yeah. So I think part of the Von Miller move is to help Dane Jackson and Saran Neal and Taron Johnson and Lee and, you know, and Trey when he comes back. So I think that there's a different way to go about things. And again, I'm not here to sit here and say like Dane Jackson's about to be, you know, Pro Bowler. I'm saying that they liked him enough to draft him, to keep him around, to say nice things about him. McDermott has been very complimentary. And then I think the way the secondary played in with him in the second half of the season after Thanksgiving, after Trey went down, said a lot. Like we can't sit here and say, like, Dane Jackson's this rookie anymore. Like, oh, we don't know. There's a decent sample size.
But I think both things can be true. You can be happy with the way that he filled in, but also want someone else that has.
But that's what we did with Levi. That's what we said. We said you can't go into a season with Levi Wallace as your number two corner. No, and then we did. And now we're going, Levi was really good.
No, they said Levi's the number two corner. He played for 4 years in that spot. I'm saying to you is they made the decision to move on from Levi. Look, we kept thinking that Dane Jackson was pushing him or had a chance to push him out of that spot. And he never did. Fine. Maybe it's, to some extent, Dane Jackson's job to lose. I do go back to what Bean said. Man, you draft a guy in the second round, then everybody thinks he's the guy. Okay, well, guess what? You drafted Boogie Basham in the second round. You drafted AJ Epenesa on the second round. They're not even regulars yet. I mean, right? Some games are, you know, not even active.
Yeah.
That's been what they've done there. There's a need. Position-wise, when you look at what they've done, they have addressed defensive end. They seem to be, at the moment, happy with the linebackers that they have. You know, they're going to bring another guy in at some place, you would think. Happy with linebackers. What's the spot? It's corner defensively. There's no doubt. But I'm with you, Dan, on another explosive player, whether that's in the backfield, maybe. But I'd say more likely, I'm all in on that. But there is – last time I checked Mel Kiper's board, there are 845 wide receivers who could be drafted in the first two rounds this year. Right there. I mean, there is – like wide receivers everywhere. And the Bills, whoever they get, is better because he's playing with Josh Allen. I believe that. So Hey, look, if it's the right guy, they're going to take him in the first round. But they need a corner.
All I'm saying is that – sorry, one last thing – is that we went into last year's draft going, they need to draft a corner.
They
should
have. And
the entire draft went, and they didn't draft a corner.
They should have.
And it's just like what I said. I think you also need to realize and the moves that they make or the moves that they don't make say a lot about who they already have in the building. I said that about Von Miller. That said a lot about AJ Epenesa. I said when they signed Emmanuel Sanders, that said what they thought about Gabriel Davis. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Gabriel Davis proved them wrong. AJ Epenesa can prove them wrong by playing well this season and earning more playing time next year. The fact that they let Levi Wallace go for that price says either they obviously know they need to draft it, or they think decently highly of Dane Jackson.
You're right. Yeah. There's probably a little, as Jenna said, there's probably a little of both.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm saying. Like, you can think Dane Jackson is good and see potential in him and be really impressed with the way he filled in last season. And then if we go back to the draft last year and we thought the Bills were going to pick a corner and they didn't, and then this year they're going into the season with one less starting corner, believe like, okay, they're probably going to address corner. Like, that to me just seems to make the most sense.
And,
now,
and by the way, there are veterans.
In the first round? I don't think they need to do that.
There are veterans out there. There are guys that can still play. And it would be kind of funny to see Stephon Gilmore back.
You'd be on national TV, too.
But I don't, you know, who knows how that will eventually work out. But,
yeah.
Well, Jenna, I think we handled this one well.
Yeah.
No fun being in the middle.
Know that from Jenny.
Like Jenna's like, oh, I'm in the middle. It's so fun in the middle. Have a take. Be all on one side or another.
But that's the thing. Is my take is you don't have to be so extreme. you know what? That is my take on most things. People are it's all or nothing. Both things can be true.
Yes.
Let's meet in the middle, folks. There's usually the truth in there somewhere.
Yes.
Look at me go. All right. Any other positions then, Mike, that pop out to you that you think, okay.
Well, I'm with Dan on a playmaker, wide receiver. It'd be exciting. And it's how you just keep this moving. And that kind of lead us into our next topic. But and the rest of the offense, look, he's gonna be looking for a running back somewhere. I still think that's gonna be the case. Mm-hmm. And I think he's gonna be looking for O-line, you know. Because you see, they're bringing all these guys back too, because teams around the league, like, it's easy for all of us to say, oh, they'll move on from this guy, that guy. It's hard to find big, strong guys who can run and play, right? Yeah. That is a difficult thing to do in the league. Cincinnati made it to the Super Bowl with, you know, a bunch of guys, and they're trying to address that this year. Everybody's looking for O-linemen, and I think the best way to try to find them is draft a few and see who makes it work. So I'm still on the offensive lineman side.
Yeah.
They're not drafting a quarterback. And
a tight end? Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, probably not now, because O.J. Howard's still a young guy, and obviously they have Knox. So, yeah, they're probably
and
not.
You also have Gilliam, who can play that tight end.
Otherwise, situation. You know, Dan's got him. Breaking news, he's got him picking a defensive end in the first two.
Could you imagine the looks on everyone's face?
Being to be like, he was too good. He's on my board. He's like, I followed the board. You set the board and you listen to the board. And the board said we couldn't pass him up.
I might have to raise some eyebrows at that. All right. Well, let's talk about a playmaker on the Bills right now. Stephon Diggs, in terms of getting a new contract deal, something done. We know I loved how his brother tweeted out, like, it'd be great to play. His brother obviously plays for the Dallas Cowboys. I've always dreamed of playing with my brother. And Josh Allen tweeted back, no. I just thought that was spectacular. But, Dan, how do you foresee this going in the future? What do you make of it?
Like, there are rumors going around that Diggs wants a new deal. Or that there was whispers that there was possible trade speculation. Obviously, all of those things. Bean had talked about it down in the owners' meeting, saying that, like, in today's day and age, every single tweet, like you said, gets analyzed as Tyreek Hill gets a new deal and Devontae Adams gets a new deal and Diggs is tweeting out eyeball emojis and how crazy this offseason is. Diggs needs a new deal, and he needs one sooner rather than later. Now, Bean says it won't be a distraction or anything like that, but if I'm Stephon Diggs, at some point I'm calling him up saying, you're paying a lot of guys, and I took this offense. I came in here, and our offense became a top five offense. I'm a big reason for this team's success. And right now, he's not making anywhere near top of the line wide receiver money.
Yeah.
They kind of tweaked his contract. They made his annual salaries. They made it signing bonus money last offseason when they were kind of shuffling money around with the salary cap. He's done everything. He was named a captain. Yeah. I just think it starts to, it's kind of like what I said with Trey White, and that was more of signing your guys and doing those things. If you're Diggs, he's a guy that you want to keep happy. And look, yeah, he's done all the right things. And you can always talk about how he's not a diva wide receiver in a position where there are a lot of divas. He's looking around, seeing a bunch of big checks go out. I guarantee he wants a check, and he wants a big one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jenna, I don't speak emoji, but even I could figure out the eyes when he did that. And look, of course you are. When you see the money being paid, we thought the Hopkins deal was crazy, and now that just seems to be the trend now with the wide receivers. And, you know, Kansas City says we don't want to pay Tyreek Hill because we have Patrick Mahomes. We don't want to pay this money. So now they're going to go out and sign three different receivers. And today the word is, you know, they're on the prowl again, trying to make a trade for a wide receiver. And no, I'm not saying Diggs to Kansas City. And then, you know, you see that. Now, when I look at the Diggs deal, Dan's right. I looked at it and thought, well, they're going to redo this because they shuffled the money, gave it to him up front more, and it put a bigger cap number there. But he still has 2 years left.
Yep.
But I look at these kind of deals and I say, what do I want out of Stephon Diggs? I want three plus more prime Stephon Diggs years. Mm-hmm. So do I wait it out a year? Now he's going into the final year. Then he's going to really want to get that deal done.
Yeah.
And then turn around and go, now I'm going to sign him. And now you've pushed him in another year into the 30s.
Yeah.
Or do I look at it right now and say, yeah, he's got 2 years left. We didn't pay the signing bonus on him. That was a deal made with Minnesota. And I make it work. I have conversations. Look, Bean is a smart guy. He has conversations with the agents all the time. I don't think it needs to get to that point. I think Diggs should get, in terms of this crazy world of the NFL, he should be higher paid.
Yeah.
But at the moment, it's not, he's got 2 years left on his deal. So it's one of those, like, they don't have to do it. But if I was the Bills, I would be looking to redo that deal and extend it. And now the clock starts on what would likely be his final year deal in Buffalo. That's the way it usually works, right?
Yeah.
So it's 3 years. So you'd have him for 22, 23, and 24. And I'd be really happy with that. Do the Bills want to do that? I think so.
Yeah.
But they're weighing it, I think, you know, where are we on this guy in order to play? But Dan, you know the way these teams think. Look at what's just happened with Rodgers and Mahomes. Two spectacular players.
Yeah.
And they're both gone. And I don't think the Bills would go there, but you know, it doesn't mean everything is always happy. We talked about this before. Money becomes a thing when guys start getting paid. Diggs deserves it. I think the Bills should do it.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see when that would happen.
I feel like I remember early on, Mike, you telling me like everyone pays attention in the locker room to who they pay.
Mm-hmm.
Because that sends a huge message. And I think to Dan's point, Stephon Diggs has deserved more money for what he's done, for the level he's taken this offense. He is literally bought in 100%. He is a team captain now of the past season. And so I feel like if I'm Brandon Bean, I want to reward that. Here's where things just get interesting, though, is like you go to your purse and you've paid a lot of people. How do you – maybe not a purse for Brandon Bean. but – that's the tricky part, is how you figure out how to navigate that, because he has deserved more money. And I feel like you're right. There is not he has 2 years left on his contract. It's not like you need to do this right now, but I also wouldn't want the distraction of this kind of going and following the team throughout the season, because you know that's when things do get to become a real thing that happens inside the locker room, outside, animosity can build. I'm curious how Brandon Bean will handle this, because it's not an immediate thing that needs to get done, but it could quickly turn into something that is a huge distraction for the team and for Stephon Diggs. And that's the last thing you want heading into a season where you're the Super Bowl favorites, you're trying to put it all together, and you have this camaraderie that is kind of unheard of for most teams.
Jenna, everything you just said was something that we had just said about Josh Allen before last year. It was like, you don't want this hanging over the head. You don't want this going into his final season.
Yeah.
What, Mike?
But that's the quarterback. You're going to pay the quarterback.
Yeah.
Correct. But the other thing, too, is and the pro, and it's what I said about signing Trey White early, and it's what I said about signing Josh Allen and not waiting another day because he gets more and more expensive. You see the new contracts that quarterbacks have gotten, and Josh Allen's contract looks like a steal now.
Yeah.
And after a year where I couldn't say it, and it's Ryan Russillo's favorite words, the cap always goes up. The salary cap is going to go up after it going down. It's going to skyrocket soon because of all of the money that's coming back after the COVID and all of these things. If another wide receiver gets signed or after next season, you say, we're going to play this year out. And I don't know, some Justin Jefferson wants a new contract and he gets $25 million. Well, then shit, Stephon Diggs just got more expensive because he's going to say, I want that money.
No, he didn't get more expensive. It means more likely that he's playing on another team. If you let it go to that, if you draft a wide receiver, 25th overall, you draft Williams out of Alabama. Are you sent? I mean, look, Diggs
what are we talking about here, guys?
What's that?
What are we talking about? Moving on from Diggs right now.
No, I'm saying on this. going forward, this is what happens with teams. You know, this is what happens, and they look at it and they go, yes, he gets more expensive, but you were going to pay Josh Allen. No matter what that number was, the Bills were going to pay him. And I don't think that's necessarily the case at wide receiver. Look, we're making this sound like Diggs has come out and said, I need this. But if I'm Diggs, he should be looking at that right now. And I don't want to hear anybody say to me, it's a contract you sign and all this. It's BS. That's not the NFL. NFL moves on from guys, cuts guys beforehand. It's guaranteed. All that stuff that comes up. So that's the case. I want to see him redo the Diggs deal. I want to see him stay. I'm with Jenna. He's done everything you want. But it's right now, the point Jenna was making, I agree with. Right now, it's the timing isn't 100% on Diggs' side. It's not like he's going into the final year. So I think they got to work together. And Bean would want to do it. It's just a matter of when he gets it done.
Yeah.
But if I'm Diggs, I'm saying the last 2 years, I've had career years. I've had back-to-back 1,000 years. Like, if I'm Diggs, I'm striking while the iron is hot. And, like, that's where, like, I know what you're saying. I know the Bills are saying, like, hey, like, we got time. You got 2 years on his contract. Like, hey, like, and Mike, back in the day, that was unheard of. Like, nobody talked about holding out or anything. And I'm not saying he's going to hold out. But, like, that was unheard of. Like, when Zeke did it, when he had, like, 2 years left on his deal. And they're like, well, this is unheard of. Like, who does this? Now this happens all the time. The league has completely changed in the last 18 months. With contracts and trades and all the new deals.
Big money guys, quarterbacks, top wide receivers.
Adams, yes.
Everything. What is crazy. This is what I'm saying to you is when you look on around the league and you say to yourself, Davante Adams and Tyreek Hill are not on the Packers and the Chiefs anymore. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? Two guys that were drafted by those teams with top. You're right. And that's where I say can get to that point. That's why if I'm Brandon Bean, I'm taking a step back and I'm saying, how do I get this worked out? Because the guy is still in his prime. He's great with Josh Allen. Jenna's point's great in the locker room. I'm getting it worked out. But the point about the 2 years just means he should be going to have to work with the Bills a little bit here on the timing. But you could start to hear these whispers. You know, what would an agent do? An agent would put out there that,
you talk to Schefter.
Kansas City.
Schefter, oh, yeah.
Kansas City's interested in Stephon Diggs. This is what happens. It's craziness. But again, Tyreek Hill's on Miami and Davante Adams is on the Raiders. Like, how would you like that parlay bet about 3 months ago? Right?
Makes some money.
Just wasn't going to happen. And now it's happened. So the league is nutty. But in that case, I think Diggs' desire is to be there. I think the Bills will want to make it right because they love the guy and they made that trade to get him. But we'll see what happens.
That's how I feel. Like, I feel like the thing that I'm like, Brandon Bean and Dan, you said it, the cap is going up. All those things are important, but I'm just, the money, that is where things get tricky, is because even with the Chiefs, like, they paid Patrick Mahomes, and then since then it's been, you know, they have to maybe not have the guys that you thought were going to be on the roster because of the bottom line. Now, I'm not saying I expect that to happen with Diggs, but that is the reality of the NFL. And
we just saw it with two guys.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
It is crazy.
Great players.
Yeah. No, it is.
The salary cap's not real.
It's not just the cap. It's that, do you say, like, you're a team, like, now granted, there was then the stories that Green Bay was going to pay him and he just wanted to go, like, whatever. It's $28 million. I just heard Andy Reid at the owners' meeting. He was like, you know, there's a time when you just got to, you know, you just got to move on from a guy like Tyreek and go find the next guy. I'm like, move on from Tyreek Hill? Okay. Good
honestly,
luck with that.
Juju
there coming from Pittsburgh. He's a nice player. He ain't Tyreek Hill. So
that's what you say after a breakup.
It's, yeah.
Yeah. It's just time. Yeah. I'm going to find the next.
Find the next. Good luck. That. Well, sometimes it works, right?
Yeah, that's true. That is true. All right, let's talk the Bills' new stadium deal. It was announced this week, $850 million in public funding, $600 million of that coming from New York State, $250 million of that will be from, or excuse me, $600 million from New York State plus $250 million from Erie County. Stadium set to cost $1.4 billion in total. We're going to get what this means for the Bills, their fans, all this stuff, but before we get there, because Mike Catalana will not take a bow for himself, this is Mike almost 9 months ago, 10 months ago, about what he heard. I'm going to call you Scoops now. Just listen.
You broke some news today. You got some sources. What are you hearing about the potential of a Bills new stadium?
Well, let's start with this. What we're hearing is they are focused on staying in Orchard Park. That would be the site of the stadium. And, you know, we've heard some details on that. You know, obviously they already have a location there. The stadium is there. There's parking lots around there. So it's pretty easy to figure out that's what you would do. It's been done in other facilities in Philadelphia, as a matter of fact. You know, they built in the parking lot, basically, and then tore down the other stadium. That's what's happened in other places. It would be there. What I've been told is it would be an open-air stadium, not a dome.
I'm just warning you. Until it gets done, you're going to hear a lot of stories come out. Other cities come out. This is what happens all the time. So be prepared for that. But in the end, based on what I told you, if you were watching back in June when we broke the original story, they're going to build. It's going to be outdoors. It's going to be Orchard Park. It's going to be a private public funding of the stadium. They'll get all those details worked out. The Pegulas are billionaires. They own the stadium. They're going to make out on the deal.
Scoops.
Yeah. You look so much younger back then.
I know. It's been a long time ago, hasn't it? This is what happens a year with you two. This is what it does to me. It's aging. No, thanks. We worked together on all this stuff. And look, we did. We had that story first on the stadium. And right away, you know, what did we hear a lot? And we're still hearing it. Oh, it should be downtown. It should be all those things. Dome, downtown, all that stuff. Yeah. Great. A lot of people. Hell, you know, we'd love a dome. We knew they weren't going to build it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a dome. So we know what it's going to be. And to have it all come back, you know, now to be basically that. And the whole funding, and I said to you, and I later in that, I said the same thing. What are we going to see? The politicians are one day soon going to be sitting there with the shovels and the hard hats. It's that, just that awful look with the tape, and they're all smiling. Everybody takes the picture. Are you everybody ready? And they do that, and then they break ground on the new stadium is what's going to happen. So I'm thrilled for Bills fans.
Yeah.
And we don't have to worry about this for the next, you know, God, you two, when this next one's done, you two will both be, well, wow, you both be older than I am now. So there we go. Hey,
I thought it was,
not ready for that.
Mike, I thought you said it best too, was that, you know, the governor saying we're not going to negotiate in public. Well, somebody floated out a billion and yes, it comes back as 850 million. So the governor gets to say, like, I haggled 150 off the top, like,
and
I
then
did
got
it.
200 some of that put on the tab of Erie County, which, yeah, you know, they, it's like this, what is that, what's that, like a little bit of
Monty, the Monty,
yeah, that's it, the three card Monty and all this stuff. It's money, but It's the way they work it out. But we knew this was going to eventually happen. And yeah, you knew they're not letting the Bills leave. And so now it's great. Now I think that part of it is great. Just it's done. It's not officially done, but it's done.
Yeah.
They're going to build. And yeah, there's parts people aren't going to like, but they're going to like having this team here for three more decades.
Yeah. I think the stadium too, like we knew it wasn't going to be a dome, but the fact that it is protected, I think is going to be really nice because you can still have, we know Sean McDermott loves, you know, the home field advantage of the weather. And that is a piece of being in Western New York, but also just to have it not be just a wind storm, a wind tunnel, essentially.
You know, you're on the field. It's wide open. It's just it's wide terrible open.
It's a wind tunnel
for that. No matter how much people embrace some of it, man, you just get no protection from the weather in the current stadium. So there we go.
What's the most surprising thing that we have heard about maybe this deal or the stadium? I have one, but I wanted to get maybe Jenna. What surprises you about whether it's the thought of the design? Obviously, we haven't had any renderings yet. But is there anything else that stands out to you?
I think initially now it's not a surprise because I've had so much time to have it sink in. But I honestly thought that they were going to put it downtown. I thought it made sense in terms of having the Harbor Center and Key Bank and everything kind of right there to kind of build up the downtown area in Buffalo. So I really just assumed, and so many other stadiums in the NFL are like right downtown for the most part, because it's very unique to have a stadium in a place like Orchard Park. That's just not common when you go to other NFL cities. Obviously, there are a couple, like Lambeau comes to mind. But for the most part, you're really in a spot that is either like a commercial area or it's essentially right downtown. So that was something that I've had time to kind of have that sink in, but something that I think a lot of fans are really happy about because I know how much fans love the tailgating in Orchard Park and all the debauchery probably that comes with it. But that is something that surprised me initially, but now I'm like, okay, I think fans are happy with that. And that's one of the things that matters.
I think the thing that surprised me a little bit was there's been, at least even now, no announcement of ancillary things going with the stadium. I do think that can change. Yeah. Jenna mentioned that there's a lot downtown. And look, the Patriots tried to do that years ago. They wanted to build in Boston, crazy expensive city, difficult to do. And eventually they stayed where they were. But you guys have been there. We've been there multiple times.
There's an Ulta.
There's stores, wherever. There's a hotel right there. I think a hotel, even in Orchard Park, right near the state, I think would do great. I think there would, there's still reasons for people to stay in Orchard Park, you know, there's other hotels, but I think that would happen. That has surprised me, but Dan, I think that can change going forward.
For me, natural grass.
Oh, yeah.
You don't see that very often anymore, especially in the Northeast.
Well, you have it. Yeah. Where do you have it? You have it in Philly.
Philly, Baltimore is natural.
Yeah.
And then the big one is always, you talk about Heinz Stadium and how that field gets chewed up like nobody's business. And it just becomes a mess. And New England, Gillette used to be, and then they like redid it in the season, right? Like, didn't they have like 3 weeks off? And like, it was so muddy that they went and just said, screw it, we're putting in the artificial turf. So that's just one thing, because even Rich Stadium before, Mike, it was the carpet. It was the old school AstroTurf.
Everybody was carpet back then. Every new stadium was that.
So it was the carpet. And then it went right to artificial turf. Was it ever grass in between?
No, they went to that initial, whatever it was called. I mean, they've put several turfs in there through the years. The other thing about that is, you know, there's a bunch they can do now with that in terms of the heating coils and stuff. By the way, you've all seen the frozen tundra of Green Bay back from that championship game, the craziest game ever.
Oh.
Green Bay with Vince Lombardi had coils under the field supposed to heat it. They didn't work particularly well that day, and it was like 20 below. But yeah, there are things they can do for it. But yeah, I mean, it's always surprises me, but I think teams want that if they can.
Interesting. Just one thing that stands out where I was like, I guess I just expected it to be the artificial turf.
And the other thing is people have commented on the size. They're saying, it's only 60-62. I think in a lot of places, that's what you're going to see. I think it you know,
they do the same thing with baseball stadiums now.
Yeah. Five more thousand seats there, I don't think is a big benefit to the teams. Mm-hmm. You know how they, and they can bring in a lot of money in other ways, but yeah, we're going to see a lot more details, but I think it's going to be right in that 60 to 62. I think it's going to have more of a Seattle look to it. And I'm looking forward to it. We did see some photos before that were done originally, and I gave you a little idea. I think it'll be similar to that, but yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun when it's done.
I think the 30-year lease, that relief for Bills fans knowing that the team will be in Western New York.
And it's like a prenup that they signed, because I heard Poloncarz, the Erie County exec, say after 15 years, if they were, you know, if they tried to get out of it, it would cost this much, and then they'd have to pay for the stadium to be demolished. Like, there's all these crazy things that have been built into it. They don't have any reason to go anywhere. No. You know, I mean, you know, the Pegulas could sell the team, but the lease goes with it. So it's all those things. It's back now. You don't have to worry about that now. The deal's going to get done, and they're not going anywhere for a long time, if ever.
House that Josh Allen built.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it helped.
Certainly helped.
Yeah. I mean, it does, because there's a lot of things people are like, oh, they can market this way. Market 17.
Yeah.
Market him, because the team's going to be good.
Yeah.
And Mike, we talked about it all of us talked about it yesterday. When the deal broke, we said, who is the one player that you are guaranteed to be there when opening game is?
As close to guarantee as you can get is Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And then who's the other one? We had said Rousseau. We said maybe Rousseau. Yeah.
And you know, that's built based on, think about it, that's a good second contract, because it's, I mean, you're talking about, because you got to think of guys now. Yeah, some other guys could still be there. Deion Dawkins, you know, guys play a long time at that position. All these are true that they can be. But you're talking about a small percentage of guys who are still with the team 5 years after they're on the current roster four more seasons and then into it. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think the fans are going to love it. You know, some people want it different. And, hey, we all talked about some different things we would have liked to see. Like Jenna just said. I think downtown would have been cool.
Yeah.
They were not focused on downtown from the beginning. They looked at it, didn't think it would work for them. And this is a family that's pretty heavily invested, like you said, in downtown, and they didn't want to do it. So
yeah.
That's where it's going to be.
I know. No dome either on the stadium. That's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
The deal is done. That's what matters. All right. Do we think we see a Super Bowl before the new Bills Stadium opens?
Well, they better.
Not as a site of the Super Bowl.
I'm saying they're not. And guess what? I got to tell people, they're not getting a Super Bowl. Even, I honestly, even with a dome, just the infrastructure in Buffalo is not there. Hotels, you could say Toronto and all this other stuff. Yes, you could do that. You know, it's still February in Buffalo. Like, I mean, I know, and they've had it in Minnesota, but we've been to those cities. But to your point, it better be a Super Bowl between now and 2026, or this thing would have been somewhat blown up by then. I mean, it's what happens. So, yeah, there's going to be a Bills Super Bowl between now and then. Dan, you with me on that?
I absolutely agree.
Love it. All right, I wanted to make sure I knew Bills fans probably wanted to hear that as well.
And look, when we go to the Super Bowl, what is it, Arizona we're going this year? Let's go. Last year was LA. Let's go. Yeah. I mean, we love Buffalo, but let's go on the road. Let's take it somewhere warm, right? Yeah. That's
fine. The sun sounds nice. Yeah. And then that parade in Buffalo is going to be – that'll be fun.
Yeah.
That will be next level.
Oh, yeah. It'll be cold.
I don't think people will be focused on that.
That's true.
I think they'll have some extra jackets available through beer. All right. Thank you so much for watching the Buffalo Plus podcast presented by Connors and Ferris. For Mike and Dan, I am Jenna. Please be sure to, most importantly, like, comment, and subscribe. We'll have plenty more off-season Bills stuff as we get closer to the NFL draft. We're closing on in. We'll have a lot more to talk about. We can talk more about corner too, Dan. I'm sure you're thrilled about that. For Dan and Mike, though, we appreciate it. We will see you next time on the Buffalo Plus channel.